Okay, so on today's episode, we're going to look over a recent article from Yahoo Finance about this year's holiday vegan outlook. We'll also be looking at which publishers are going to have huge sales for this holiday season, a popular game which may have reached its peak before this holiday season, which is Bad News for its publisher, and finally, new growth trends coming out of the holiday season and emerging to 2019. You know, it's like everybody wants to be involved in esports, and the latest entry is from Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, also known as MLSE. Now, according to the writer of the Yahoo Finance article, Wayne Duggan, he references KeyBank analysis, Evans Wingreen's deep dive findings. Now, if you have a video game mind, then you don't really need to pay that much interest into what this analysis is telling investors, what they should look, what they should be watching in terms of what gamers will be buying for each other or for other people or for themselves is what I mean to be, was what I meant to say. Because if you have a game in mind, then you know for sure like what gamers are going to buy for themselves or for other people. More like the biggest holiday release, in my opinion, has to be Red Dead Redemption 2. There's not a person with a gaming mind that will not buy this game or will not buy this game for other people. Whether it's alone or in a console bundle, you know, this game is going to sell like crazy. I'm going to buy it eventually. I'm going to wait a little while. But you have people like my brother who are picking up this Friday. Now, also, the KeyBank analysis also lists this game along with Black Ops 4, World of Warcraft, and the Destiny expansions as the most have holiday gifts. Now, two publishers with the largest holiday releases of this holiday season is, of course, Take-Two, with their Rockstar game, Red Dead Redemption 2, and also Activision. I'm not gonna say Activision Blizzard. Now, not mentioned, but I would like to also add is Electronic Arts to the list. Electronic Arts has Battlefield 5 coming out this holiday season, which is going to be a great seller. And also, you know, they have their sports titles, especially the sports titles are great holiday sellers, whether it's the NBA series or the NHL series. They both do really well in Canada, especially the NHL series. And most specifically, the NHL series does really, really, really well because the NHL series has always been like, in terms of holiday season, Christmas holiday season, it's like a requirement. Like NHL has to be bundled with every video game console out there. It's going to be bundled with the PlayStation 4. It's going to be bundled with the Xbox One X. It's going to be bundled with the Switch. Especially if you live in Canada, there's no way you're not going to see this on store shelves. It's going to be bundled. It's going to be right beside the Red Dead Redemption 2 bundle with PlayStation 4 alongside the NBA bundle, NBA 19 bundle, either for Xbox or PlayStation 4. It's going to be there on the store shelves. Okay, so moving on. I recently mentioned a popular game which may have reached its peak before the holiday season. That game happens to be Fortnite. Yes, the game that makes reportedly over $100 million a month from user bought content. This release from Epic Games seems to have reached its peak. Now, let's get into some comments made by an analysis from TickerTags. Now, this analysis named Jacob Allen told MarketWatch.com the following, and I quote, "We've been waiting for a peak Fortnite to happen, and it's finally did. It means more time for other games," end quote. Now, a couple episodes back, I mentioned that my family member criticized me for not playing Fortnite. Now, it turns out that, you know, he was a huge fanboy of Fortnite. And, you know, it turns out that he's given up on Fortnite. Most recently, I went over to his place and I seen him playing something I've never seen him play before. I seen him play Spider-Man. Hey, that's not a PlayStation 4. Sorry. Why did I mess it up? Sorry, that's not a Switch release. That's an exclusive PlayStation 4 title. So what happened was he had sold his Switch. He had sold all of his games, including Fortnite, to get a PlayStation 4 with Horizon and Spider-Man. And it turns out, you know, I was talking to him about why he made this decision. And, you know, he just based it on social media, you know, his friends. You know, basically Fortnite is not as cool as it used to be. And, you know, what's cool is Spider-Man. Spider-Man happens to be the most popular comic book character that's featured, that has jumped to video games, especially now with the Venom movie, which is not directly related to Spider-Man. But basically, when you think of Spider-Man, you think of Venom. And basically, you know, Spider-Man is on everybody's mind these days, whether you're a video gamer or you're not a video gamer, you're into watching movies or a comic book fan. You know, Marvel properties that have been extended out to studios like Sony have been on everybody's mind these days. So, you know, it turns out that Fortnite has reached its peak, and let's get more into what, when, where, and how, and let's get into why Fortnite has reached its peak, according to analysis reports. Now, Season 6 of Fortnite, which made its debut on September 27th, was fairly tame in terms of Twitter mentions, according to a recent report from TickerTags. Launch day mention frequency for the terms Fortnite and Battle Pass each fell 37% with Season 6 launch relative to Season 5's launch per TickerTags. M-Science transaction data indicates that daily players were down 37% as well with Season 6 debut. So if you want to see this article in front of you, which is it'll give you more detailed information on why Fortnite has reached its peak. Again, this is an article from MarketWatch.com. So just head into your search browser and write, this chart suggests that we've reached peak Fortnite at MarketWatch. And you should be able to pick up the article that I just referenced. Now, looking forward into the holiday season and into 2019, esports is part of the new growth trends heading to 2019. Really, it's analysis that they're looking at esports and mobile gaming, but we'll just talk about esports for now, which is also, we'll get more into esports into episode 21 of Play On Gamer. Actually, to give you a preview of that, some sports teams are actually seeing esports as a threat to their business. We'll get more into that in episode 21 of Play On Gamer, both on the audio format and visual format. Anyways, let's continue on with Play On Gamer episode 20. So in Canada, we've already seen two companies take a piece of the esports market. First, it was Cineplex Entertainment. Back in 2015, they invested $15 million to venture into esports. And out of that $15 million, they made a purchase of $10 million of the World Gaming Network. So what they do with the World Gaming Network is basically they use that to set up online tournaments based on console games. And then from there on, they move it from the online space into their retail space, which would be their movie theaters. And then they host tournaments from there on. For competitors and for spectators to attend. So most recently, they started off with a Street Fighter tournament in association with PlayStation. They've recently had a Rocket League tournament and a Lego Dimensions tournament for kids. Now moving forward, they'll be in partnership with MLSE for. They're actually making a Maple Leafs sports league for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, another player in the esports realm in Canada is MLSE. I just referenced one of the sports properties, the Toronto Maple Leafs, but basically they're one of the largest sports companies in Canada. They own the properties of the Toronto Raptors. They own Toronto Maple Leafs, Toronto FC. If I'm not mistaken, maybe the Argos. I'm not really sure about that. But basically, they own every major sports property in Canada except for the Toronto Blue Jays, which is owned by, it's owned 100% by Rogers Media. Rogers Media and Bell Media are, of course, they're together in terms of this MLSE partnership, but Rogers Communication owns 100% of the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, going back into this Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment Esports League, you know, it's not a new thing. Like, throughout the past couple of years, there's been a number of NBA teams, a number of NFL teams that have introduced their own esport league for the team. So a couple of weeks ago, MLSE, they added the Toronto Maple Leafs to the mix. And here's what they'll be doing with World Gaming League. They'll be holding a tournament online that will, this will involve NHL 19. They'll be holding a tournament online, and then the winners decided via rankings will face off at the Scotiabank Arena. Scotiabank Arena is the new name given to the arena that the Toronto Maple Leaf and the Toronto Raptors games play their home games in. Originally, it was known as the ACC or the Air Canada Centre. So they'll be holding the finals for this Maple Leafs gaming league on January 3rd, 2019. So to wrap up this whole topic at hand, you know, the holiday season will always be a critical time to make huge revenue. And going forward into the new year and into the years beyond, game publishers that adopt esports and mobile gaming, they're in to make some serious revenue. And, you know, the publishers that do include esports and mobile gaming into their games are going to see more. Not only do they make money, but they'll see more popularity in their games. Like, social media discussion of these games will increase. Daily logins will increase. User bot content will increase. Crossplay will, you know, probably become standard in the next couple of years. Like right now, basically, the shift has been turned on Sony to join the fold now. So now you're gonna have people on the PlayStation and on the Xbox and the Switch be able to communicate with each other. If they involve mobile gaming, then basically, anybody playing a game on any device are going to be able to play with each other, and that's going to be huge for publisher titles, and going to be huge in pushing revenue and making revenue for publishers' titles. Okay, so that wraps it up for episode 20 of Play on Gamer, and Sorry that it's been a month for me to release this podcast. I just wanted to get this computer situation figured out. I got a new computer, I got a mic, so I'm on my way to making this professional. And now I just got to work on the video and improve my the video portion of this Play on Gamer show, which is available on the Gamers Block YouTube channel. GamersBlock on YouTube. Also, I have a Twitter account, PlayOnGamerX on Twitter. Any announcements that were not made through a video upload on YouTube or on an audio drop through your various podcast networks, you can head over on there on Twitter account. You can get in contact with me and stay up to date with Gamers Block and Play on Gamer. Okay, so this is episode 20. I'll see you later.